right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. I'm Frazier Smith, and there's my partner, Joe Bartnick. What's going on, buddy?
I'm so happy to be back, Frazier. I apologize to any misconnections if the sound was inadequate. The blizzard of 2015.
Man, that was quite a blizzard. You got through it, though. You had your ding-dongs and beer.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a blizzard. That's the problem. I bought, like, a bottle of Crown, two cases of beer, and, like, three boxes of chocolate-covered Twinkies.
Dude, you were ready.
And it only snowed, like, 3 hours, and it was a pig.
You know what? We got it. Can't go to waste.
No.
Come on.
I brought him back with me.
But you know how to, get stored up for the big storm.
Well, you know, there's no eggs, no milk. I got the last thing of chicken.
Who needs eggs or milk if you got Crown?
Yeah.
Beer,
oh, there you go.
And Twinkies.
Well, it was supposed to be like a 3-day thing. But I'll tell you what. Honestly, let's jump right into it. I'm so fired up.
Did you see the Puck Off fans? With a lot of Puck Off fans out there?
Yeah, we love you. Connecticut, Syracuse, New York, the best.
Love them.
Best Puck Off. New York City. Best Puck Off. Every Puck Off fan is
man,
a
it's blowing up, man. I hate to say it, but we are blowing up.
We love it.
What is that?
We have a new producer. The lovely Maria is, I guess, moving up in the world.
She's moving up.
Moving up.
After working with us.
Too. Yeah, boom. Andrew is in the house.
Andrew.
He's a power forward. He got a little looch in him.
Played hockey in junior high.
Junior high. He's more credentials than any of us.
His girlfriend's a fan. Yeah, man. We already like the guy.
Yeah, he's our enforcer.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about.
First of all, I am just sick. I think I hate Crosby right now more than any Flyer fan.
Well, he's not. Wow. Saying a lot.
Well, I mean, maybe not. Well, I don't want him dead, but I mean, I just, and the excuse after excuse after excuse, Sid. Here's what you don't do. You don't take the blue line, circle back, throw a lazy drop pass, and then wonder what went wrong. Go to the net.
What is that? I mean, he's still the best player in the game when he wants to be. What's going on?
You know, I think when he wants to be is when you're playing Buffalo on a Tuesday and he can get four assists. I mean, can you show up against anyone that matters, Sid? And then you get guys, I won't name them, but that want to lump Sid and Gino together. Hey, Gino was at an MVP level before he went on the IR. I mean, it's not Gino's fault. And I know Fleury's getting lit up now, but it's not his fault. Sid, you're the captain. When you come out listless for 8 straight games, something has to make a difference. I'll tell you, I can't be any more, really.
They got shut out last night.
I mean, for those who don't know, we're taping this a couple days early.
Yeah.
Because I'm going on, I'm going under the knife. For some
hernia.
Yeah,
man.
I've been carrying the Penguin, the guilt of 5 useless
seasons.
You're
going on the IR.
Going on the IR, but I'll be back. I'm not missing it.
Of course not.
I'm missing the game for this. But I'll tell you, it's going to, you know what? I'm going to say this right now. There's a chance, and I have no inside information whatsoever. These are not in your notes, Frazier. I just wrote it right now. On the way here, I was thinking, this might be the Kopitar for Malkin.
Really?
Wow.
That sounded like Tom Lykicer.
Two riverboat gamblers. I mean, two guys that aren't afraid to make a trade. What do the Penguins need? They need a shakeup. They need a center. They need a guy that's going to fill the superstar void. Maybe play a little defense. You know, someone that can fill. I mean, you're never going to replace Malkin, but who can you get that's kind of, in there that plays defense? Your Selke, Selke finalist.
Well, that's a blockbuster trade.
What do the Kings need? They need energy and they need someone that can score.
Defense.
Gino plays a little defense, actually. He plays more than most superstars. But I mean, it's going to come to that. Because I'll tell you.
So how do you think that plays out? Do you think that?
I honestly, if he keeps going, if the Kings keep playing like they're on the verge, but they keep playing like crap.
Yeah.
But just swimming around, 3 points out. The Penguins are in a free fall. I mean, they're not going to trade Sid, even though if it was up to me.
No, come on. You can't trade Sid.
And I'll tell you, honest to God, in the offseason,
by the way, he'll step it up.
And if he plays like this the rest of the year, in the offseason, I would seriously consider it.
Now, do you think sometimes when you trade a player, that changes scenery, snaps them back into gear?
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be a great player somewhere else and might go on to win
five cups
make me look like a moron. But I'm telling you, it's not working now.
Well, you know, at this point in the season, a lot of teams, I think, and a lot of players, you know, it's that kind of no man's land right now. You kind of they have to start. All teams have to start picking it up. It's
the dog days, I'll get off my Penguins. We'll talk about everybody, but let me tell you this: from Pierre Maguire to anybody else, to call him the best player in the world is a joke right now. It's a joke because Patrick. You see what Patrick Kane does?
Well. Yeah. Yeah. But I still think Sid turns it on, he's still your best player in the league.
Well, when Sid and Gino play there at their best, Gino carries the team and when Gino's the best player in the Penguins, they're usually one of the best teams in hockey.
Now, if that trade did happen, Kopitar for Gino, what would that be like for both teams?
I think Kopitar would have to bring somebody with. I could see Justin Williams, Kopitar, and a pick for Malkin and Kunitz.
Wow.
Because they have to make up all that salary because the cap is the cap. I mean, they can't just take Kopitar definitely makes less than Malkin. So
yeah. Well, do you think that would benefit? That trade you just
I think it would benefit the Kings. Malkin has a better upside than Kopitar. Kopitar is steadier.
Yeah.
They're both great players.
I could say
they're both great players.
Yeah.
But I think out here, I think he would ignite the Kings.
Well,
I don't want it to happen. I love Malkin. You know, my wife, my kid. My dog, and then Gino.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're not going to trade Sid. So what are they going to do? Lose every year? I mean, you know, be the biggest under.
So you think they need a shakeup, and Kings definitely need something. Although I think Kings have to focus on getting a defenseman.
They do, but you know, I mean, Toffoli came back and scored.
Toffoli
looked good, and Carter. That's the only people play. I mean, they're waiting for Jordan. Jordan Olin had a nice goal, but they're waiting for him to score.
Yeah. Well, Kunitz would help him there.
Kunitz would help him there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because we have so much to talk about. But I mean, I can see it coming. I can.
That'd be a blockbuster.
If they're gonna play that way, you're gonna lose every. You're gonna underachieve every year for two decades.
Well,
you're gonna wait for them to step. I mean, you know, it'll be bad. But and I'll tell you, who's killing it? Who may be the best player in the world right now? Is Sid's archenemy, Ovechkin.
Well,
Ovi is absolutely destroying the league.
He is. He just joined an elite club of five players to get 30 goals in their first 10 seasons every season. In their first 10 seasons, and he's joining Mike Gartner, Jari Kurri, Mike Bossy, and of course the great one, Wayne Gretzky. So there's only five,
and those are big names.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's
it's not a nice club.
That's not the slacker list there.
No,
that's not the I mean, and you know what a job Barry Trotz has done. Are you kidding me? I don't think he's as much coaching Ovechkin I don't think he's telling Ovechkin what to do or harnessing him. I think he's making him a better player by teaching him other ways. Probably no one ever taught him anything.
Well,
I mean, he never really had a coach in the NHL. Who knows if he didn't in back in Russia. You know, he finally has a coach. He's playing defense. He's playing the angles differently. You know, he hasn't run around and chased anybody that I've seen all season.
Well, that's what he kind of had to stop doing.
Right, getting out of position. Yeah. I mean, Trotz has done a marvelous job with that team.
Very true.
And he looks like such a Batman villain.
He does look like a villain.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like the way
he's making millions of dollars and still won't replace that missing tooth.
Oh, well, that gives him street cred.
Yeah.
You know,
he looks like a hockey guy.
I mean, it was horrible. It was like, you know, what's a rivalry Wednesday? And I had to have, you know, I haven't got on him all this year. Andrew, you can go back into the tapes. But Pierre Maguire. Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
I mean, really, really, Fair Leitch and Ward is the greatest third line you've ever seen in the world. I mean, am I watching the 78 Canadians? I mean, Pierre, take it down a notch, wow. Pierre. I mean, it's one thing to lose, but to lose when Pierre is just waxing poetic about the third line of the Washington Capitals. But I'll tell you what, I mean, Orpik, he slowed down 10 paces, but he looked pretty quick for the Capitals.
Yeah.
And then Niskanen, I don't want to pay him all that money, but he'd look at the pay. Now that the Penguins only have two professional defensemen, and they're waiting for Ehrhoff to come back. When Ehrhoff stops someone defensively, call me on a hotline. it's bad news. Penguins,
well, you know what?
Penguins are in bad shape. Kings are in bad shape. But the greatness of Lindy Ruff is showing up.
How about that?
Him and Patrick Waugh are in a race.
Oh, that's a battle.
Unfortunately, the consequence could be your Winnipeg Jets.
I see that. Jets are still up on them by 7 points, though.
So, yeah, it's they shouldn't have gave them a half of horse track lead.
Yeah,
but
they're coming on.
Yeah, I mean that Klingberg kid. Is just, he's why they got rid of Gonch. And at first, I'm like, you know, no one's playing defense or to pick on Gonch. But now Klingberg's putting up points and letting him stop in some of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I mean, I think the Avalanche, I love Lindy, but I think he gave him too much track. I think the Avs have a better chance because of the way Varlamov's playing.
Well, they're both with 53 points right now. Kings are only with 54.
Yeah.
You know? And, a lot of the races, it's going to be tricky to see who gets in the playoffs.
Well, the East is done. We'll talk about that a little bit later, who I think the East.
But the West.
The West is still up in the air. I mean, if Winnipeg continues to slump.
Yeah, they got to pick it up now.
They got to pick it up a little bit. I mean, because the Kings are going to make a couple trades.
They've got to.
Yeah. And they will. They've been shown to do that.
Well, that's what made the difference last year when they got Gabrick at the trade deadline.
And it made the difference when they got Carter 3 years ago. That's what I mean. Yeah. Lombardi's not afraid to go.
No, he'll pull the trigger.
Not afraid to go.
So do you think that trade will happen with Gino and Kopitar?
No, it hit me. Like, you know, I mean, I think it's coming. That's my only thing is I see the writing on the wall. It's like if they're not playing well, they're not trading Sid. How else can you shake up 6 years of underachievement? Yeah, they're not trading Sid. They're not trading
Sid. Of course, that'll never happen.
That'll never happen. So I mean, but you know the thing that's another place that could use Kunitz, but I don't know who would get back is the Sharks are all of a sudden in second place in the West.
I saw that.
Playing really good hockey.
Yeah, they are.
They beat the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks pretty much smoked Anaheim,
like a
cheap cigar.
Yeah, they did. Kings beat them, but
yeah, the Kings. I mean, the Kings they kind of stole one.
Yeah,
Kings kind of stole. I mean, you look at the Blackhawks though; they're just kind of. I mean, now he's playing around with he's playing with his defense partners now. He's putting up Keith and Seabrook, see what he can do, and messing around a little bit. I mean, I think the Blackhawks, when it's all said and done.
When they want to turn it on, they're still probably the best team.
And have you seen what the Kane's shooting lately? It looks like he's shooting at the plates. He's beating goaltenders.
He's good, man.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, Anaheim, or Barbecue Bruce. If you're going to play Brizgalov, just give everyone their money back at the ticket. I mean, the Blackhawks are lucky Brizgalov played. Other than that, it was pretty, you know. I don't know. Brizgalov. There's people that Anaheim's talking about. We're talking about Brizgalov. I mean, give me a break. But I'll tell you, the Avs, Iggy's heating up. But I was wrong. I thought Iggy slowed down. I just slowed down for the Penguins.
I knew he'd kick it in at some point.
Yeah, now he's at the 12,000 or 12,000, 1,200 point mark. He's at like 50, 46 or something all time. But he's looking good. The Avs are going to be there. I think that's who Winnipeg has to worry about.
They've got 53 points. Yeah. And yeah, they're coming on.
And speaking of us, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yesterday.
What an amazing game. But that ending was ridiculous.
Worst call since Tracheak got pulled against the United States. Right?
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah, that was a bad call.
Yeah.
And I know Pete Carroll. You know, he's a great guy, but that was a bad call.
Yeah, you didn't look like you knew when you attacked him on Twitter.
I didn't. You saw that, huh?
Yeah. I thought it was a great tweet.
I didn't think anybody saw my tweets.
I favorite. Well, yeah, when you're in,
I thought about it later. I shouldn't have done that because I like the guy. But everyone said, even my mom, I called my mom back in Detroit and she's like, what was that? Everybody thought it was a bad call.
Yeah, it was a
good game, though. Exciting game.
Fun game.
Yeah. And unbelievable catch at the end by Kirsch to keep him in it. And Brady had a great game. It was just a back and forth great game in that weird call.
Yeah, it was a weird one. Yeah. The Twitter will get you.
Yeah, I thought about it later. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Can I untweet that? Can you do that?
Well, the only one that was madder than Pete Carroll was Therrien yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching, I was getting ready for the Penguin game, and nothing worse than losing early on Super Bowl Sunday, which they seem to always do, the Penguins, but they against the Preds, they got shelled. The real deal, James Neal. Came back on
your boy.
Yeah, you know.
Back.
Jiggalo.
What did the fans do? Did they?
They booed him a little bit. No, no one hates James. It's not James Neal's fault that, you know, he's not a winner.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he scored a bunch of goals. You know, I mean, I like James Neal, but, you know, I don't think he's not a Stanley Cup winner. I don't think so. Watch the Preds.
Well,
Preds do it this year.
Preds have a heck of a team. And Pecorini's still out.
Pecorini's still out.
It's that kid, Carter Hutton.
Carter Hutton with a J.R. Ewing's golf partner.
Yeah.
Shut us out yesterday.
Shut you guys out. Wow.
I'll tell you what, though. Josie, Shea Weber's partner. They get it done. I would like to. I'm not going to knock them. They're killing the regular season, but I don't see them going as far as.
I was just going to ask you that. Playoffs. I was just going to ask you that. Do you think they're for real all the way through the playoffs?
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to give credit and more credit. I think they have three really good defensemen that control a lot of that game. And I think in a 7-game series, you wear them down by a team that I usually crap on. St. Louis. St. Louis is looking good.
Well, they are looking very good. They won five in a row.
Tarasenko scoring.
Oh, this guy's awesome. You had 25 goals, 25 assists.
Yeah.
So far.
And Sheen's up lighting the lamp again. They got that. They got stats. They got Oshie going. Backus takes an absolutely stupid boarding hit. I mean, Backus, get your head out of your rear end. But the other thing on that team, though, Frazier, is Elliott. Elliott's goaltending. Maybe Brodeur in the press box scared him into stopping the puck.
That could be. He's looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, they're looking good. I think they're going to wear out in the 7-game series. And I want to see James Neal win a playoff. I want to see James Neal when people are on him and hitting him.
Well, I hate to say it, but St. Louis always wears out.
And ruffling his feathers, see what old Gigolo Jimmy does. But that's for another day. I mean, we'll see. I'm not going to dump on Nash. I mean, hey, they killed us. But it really seems like they, you know, are controlled. They're three or four defensemen.
Well, and this happens in all sports. But sometimes a team sprints ahead and does great in the regular season. And then, you know, they're out of gas by the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'm in Hutton. A shutout's a shutout, but I mean, Hutton needs to replace the Predator in the middle of his chest. That's where Crosby was hitting him with the puck. I mean, he didn't have to do too. I mean, yeah. the easiest shutout in the world. But the Super Bowl, Mike Therrien, because I watching the game. I was watching Montreal, Arizona. Arizona got laced 7-0 by Ottawa. Ottawa's coach looks like a sex offender.
And then they turn around and wow. And then they
he looks creepy. Their new coach looks.
Yeah.
Remember the old Walrus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy's got some, creepy.
He's a little creepy. And looking, yeah.
Therrien's up 2-0. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to watch the Capitals in St. Louis and get ready for the Penguin game, have my breakfast burrito. And then it goes on the crawl. They lost 3-2 to Arizona. I mean, you could probably fry an egg. egg on Therrien's forehead. Because, I mean, Galchenyuk came down. He's going for the natural hat trick. I'm like, this game's over. Arizona wants to go play golf.
Well, and it was that kid's, the goalie's first NHL game.
Yeah, and he was, and he's from, and he's a French-Canadian, too.
Luis Dominique.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face.
Yeah, and his parents were, I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But Montreal, I mean, they're going to rue the day. They're probably throwing up right now outside the Bell Center. Terry is making them bag skate.
Well, by the way, that kid let in two goals in the first 16 shots, and then
he started to gel. I think he let in two in like the first
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like... Actually, the Canadian announcers were like, we feel bad for that kid. His parents are here, and maybe you shouldn't put him in that spot, you know, playing in Montreal first game in your NHL career. I mean, it was really like, I felt bad. I'm like, yeah, this poor kid, he's getting killed.
And then he played great.
So you never know. You never know what can, that's why they play the games. Now, I'm going to get this right. Everybody listen up. Mrazek.
Mrazek. You know, is that how you say it?
Mrazek.
Really?
I've been told. You know what? And I hear it, every announcer says it differently, too.
Good. But, I'm glad I'm not the only one screwing it up.
No, I'm ahead of you. I say it differently every single time, but I've been told.
But it looks like Mrazek.
Yeah.
How do they get Mrazek out of it?
I don't know.
But where's the Z? Where did it go? They moved it to the back of his name.
I don't know. I've just
anyway, he's playing great.
And if I say it wrong now, then they can Twitter me again. But Mrazek is
he's playing great.
He is playing phenomenal.
As a Wings fan, I was nervous when Jimmy went down.
Yeah,
and and then this kid's played great.
He's played lights out hockey. And I'll tell you, if you don't buy your Nyquist sweater. Thomas Tatar.
Tatar's getting it done, isn't he?
He's on fire.
Yeah, he's getting it done.
I think he has more goals right now than the greatest player in the world, Gustav Nyquist, actually.
He's still the greatest in my book. I don't care what anybody says. Andrew even agrees. He's shaking his head. Yes.
Landenig's coming. Landenig, he's beating everyone down. I mean, he hasn't scored that many. The Red Wings are looking insane.
Man, we look good. We look good. And, you know, but you did something interesting here, and I like it. You outlined who you think the teams in the East need to pick up. And what you said about the Wings was we needed a goon. And we do need a goon. That's what we need is a little muscle. Other than that, everybody's playing pretty good.
Do you want to jump into that?
Yeah, let's do that. I like that.
Okay.
I like what you did there. And because it's interesting, who do the teams need?
All right.
Let's start with Tampa Bay.
That's the funny one to start with because I did that one kind of tongue in cheek. I said they need a goaltender because Ben Bishop always gets hurt when it matters.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Taking shots at the light. Bert Kreischer, noted Lightning fan.
I know.
In the building.
He was just here.
Take shots of Bert. But yeah. No, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, when Ben Bishop's always when the chips are down, he's pulled a groin. But other than that, they look pretty well rounded. I think just overall veteran leadership probably.
Well, they're in first place.
Yeah.
And they look good.
Well, you know, they're a little smaller, though, so maybe some bigger, maybe a bigger third line, you know. But I said, tongue-in-cheek, it's hard for me to pick on them. Once again, I don't see them as much as other teams. And every time I see them, they're scoring 7 goals.
Yeah, they score.
So it's hard for me to pick on them. But everyone else, I pretty much have.
All right, moving to Detroit, you said we need a goon. I think that's true. We need a little muscle.
Well, you know, I mean, and I know that I've made Dale Weiss out to be, what's his name? From the old Islanders, Clark Gillies.
Right.
But I mean,
who is Clark Gillies, though, really?
I mean,
one of the toughest ever.
But I mean, he came from Vancouver. I mean, literally, you know, it's a sore subject. Looch took your lunch money last year.
Yeah, he did.
Montreal went out and got Dale Weiss. Dale Weiss got in Lucha's face.
Right.
And that was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Montreal won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, Detroit has no one.
You need that guy. You need that guy.
Come playoff time to tell Luch to sit down, to tell anyone to sit out.
That's what you need at playoff time.
Yeah. You know?
Someone who's not going to let your team get pushed around.
Yeah.
You need that guy.
And the man who out there, but he may be playing for Vancouver because they're in it still. Yeah, they are. Zach Cassian. And he's in the name that I think comes up a lot in these ones. But
I'd like to see us get him.
If you guys got Zach Cassian, I mean, then all you need is barbecue.
What do we
got
to give up?
Then all you need is barbecue Bruce to have a goalie controversy.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I'll tell you that. I mean,
you know what? Vancouver is playing well, though.
Yeah.
We got some great fans in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You know, for Puck Off. You know, the great Ian Bagg, who does
his hometown, recognized from Puck Off. We love Vancouver, all the Puck Off fans.
Yeah, the fans out there.
We can do shows in Vancouver.
You know, town, by the way. Oh. I was out there with Russell Peters. I did a couple of shows out there at the Orpheum.
Yeah.
It's an awesome town.
I always played the casinos with the Queen. Just great people.
People are great.
Great people.
Great town.
We love
great hockey fans.
And they're in it.
They are.
One of my most idiotic statements of several was, who are they going to play with the Sundin's, Verbata? He's like, he made the All-Star game.
Yeah, right. Come on. Got to watch what you say. It's like me with Pete Carroll.
and then the other guy I zest after is Bieksa. But Bieksa's not going anywhere. They're in the playoffs. But I was thinking about doing the West next week, who they need.
Well, you know, it's funny because my buddy Mike David, who's from Vancouver, he says to me, he's the CEO at the Laugh Factory.
Oh.
And he says to me, hey, man, what's going on with this show Puck Off? He never mentioned it to me before. And big hockey fan, big Canucks fan. He goes, I go, why? And he goes, everybody out there is telling me about it. You're blowing up out there. So thank you, Vancouver fans.
Yeah, it's tap of the stick.
Thank you, fans everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
The Puck Off fans are awesome, man.
They're the best.
I'm going to give them a tap of the pen.
There you go.
Yeah.
For Boston, third line sniper.
They need a sniper. Yeah.
On the third line, I'm not saying they have to go out and go out and get a top line, someone that can score on the third line, because they got the kid Pastrnak, the rookie, he's playing good, he's kind of second line guy,
right?
They got Smith to work with Luch and Krejci,
yeah,
and they got DeBergeron, Marchand, who the best rat, the best pain in the ass in hockey.
And you need a rat.
Yes, and he's toned down the I'm going to injure someone, and he's scoring huge goals. Marchand is, I mean, I can't give him any more praise than that. He's the best rat. He's not taking stupid penalties. He's not injuring people, which I despise when people, you know, rats injure people.
Yeah.
But he's stirring the pot, and he's scoring big goals for that team. He's the main reason why, he's probably the main reason why, and Char's back. I don't think Char's ever going to get back to where he's playing 30 and just absolutely mesmerizing everybody.
But he's getting back.
Yeah, he's back to where, they got the other, McQuaid's back. The Bees are back.
They're doing pretty good.
The Bees are back.
Point wise, they're 61 points.
But they're going to need it. They're going to need a third. They're going to need a third line scoring, and because they don't have a fourth line anymore.
So you think Boston needs a sniper for their third line?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving to Montreal. There's a typo. I can't see who.
Yeah, I left that one blank. I don't really know what they need.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, I think they're pretty solid.
You know, they're tied with Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, if you say they want to get bigger, but then who are you not going to play? You know, their little guys are their scoring guys, and they play tough. The heart of Galchenyuk and, those guys, Gallagher and all that stuff. I mean, you know, I think Montreal's a team to beat. I think, if anything, I was saying, you know, maybe – give a rest for Carey Price there now, but Tokarski's a good goalie.
Good goalie, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good backup.
And look at that Atlantic Division, real tight at the top.
Yeah, then Boston has enough space in between them and Florida. Florida's interesting because Florida.
Well, they've really had an interesting season.
Yeah, and they have a lot of pieces that are good for the playoffs.
They do, and they've been playing good in this the last little stretch here.
Right. I mean, but they haven't really caught. I mean, for the Penguins, I mean, they lost. The Penguins have lost, like, if they wouldn't have beat New Jersey, luckily, they would have lost like 9 in a row.
Wow.
I have a joke I didn't tweet, but I might say it on the My soft dog, I thought this is funny. Oh, I only, I never tell jokes, but New Jersey's like Bill Cosby. Oh. They put you to sleep, then they try to score.
That's a good joke.
Thank you. Glad you liked the cat.
I liked it.
As the king of the like baboomch.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to steal that and rewrite it.
Oh, there you go. No, yeah, you can have them. No, we'll both have it. But no, but I mean, they luckily beat New Jersey. But Florida hasn't caught up. But they have veteran guys that guys would want on the, on other teams. Like I take Juicy Jokinen.
Yeah,
he'd be perfect. He'd be perfect for Boston.
Yeah, a lot of their guys.
Their old thug Thornton.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for Detroit.
Yeah, we could use him.
Yeah.
That's right, man. Good thinking on
you
that.
You know, he knows how to get under Lucha's skin.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. That's what we need.
Florida's a very interesting
But look at these
now.
Points when you – I mean, you know, it's – Kings have 54 points. Florida's got 52 right now. I mean, what I'm saying is just they're not in the same division. But I'm just saying that's – they're not playing that badly.
No, they're not. I mean, but the
Kings and Kings are underachieving.
Yeah, I mean, the Kings aren't playing good either. I mean, remember when I was younger, like a little kid. I think they just seeded 1 through 16, didn't they? Or am I imagining that? Because the Penguins were always like 19th.
Yeah. I'm just going on general points here.
And
Dallas is coming up. They've got 53 points.
Right.
They're tied with Colorado. Winnipeg's struggling a little after really having a nice little sprint there.
Yeah. I don't know if they caught teams by surprise, but
they have 60 points. Chicago's just kind of hovering.
It'd be interesting to see what Winnipeg does. If they stay the course or make a trade.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they've dangled Buff and Kane, but those are two of their best players. Which any of these teams could use Evander or Buff. Now the Islanders moving to the Metro. I think the Islanders could use a veteran forward. Their defense is pretty solid. They got Visnovsky back this weekend. I think they could use a veteran forward. You know, even just, you know, you want to scratch a young guy here and there. You know, Andersley or Bailey or Nielsen or Nelson. I know those guys are very good and better than just an average run of the mill. But you know, just some veteran leadership, just kind of stir the mix a little bit, you know. But
I'll seem pretty solid.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, like I said, the Islanders are the best 12 guys, I think. I think
yeah, do you? Yeah.
I think they have the best. I mean, Chicago has the best six.
Now look at this point wise, though. They're just a point above you guys.
Yeah, and that's because Fleury was insane the first 4 months of this, before Christmas, and Gino carried the mail.
Yeah, he did.
And as you can see in our fantasy report coming up, you're only as good as your players. The Penguins, with all their problems, they need a veteran defenseman.
They need D.
Yeah, their young defenseman has not played well. And right now they only have two cup quality defensemen. Martin, who they wanted to trade at the beginning of the season, but he's in Letang. I think the only two guys that would play on the Stanley Cup winning team. And that's...
Well, you know, I love Letang.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. But yeah, so they need another guy. They need a veteran.
Yep.
Defenseman. Everybody needs D at this time of year.
The Rangers, I don't know what the Rangers need. I think they're pretty much, you know, they went to the Cup Finals last year. I think they're kind of like, and look who I said, the Canadians don't need much. I think they're pretty much well-rounded for the playoffs. Maybe a number six defenseman. Maybe, I don't know. I like their top 4D. I think the big change would be if Washington would get a second-line sniper.
That's what they need?
Yeah, I think a second-line sniper. You know, obviously you got Backstrom and Obi on the first line. And then their third line is the greatest third line in the history of the world, according to Pierre Maguire. So I think their D is solid. Their D is solid.
Yeah.
So
they've had a good season, I think. They're good.
And what does Philly need? They need a new putter because they're not in the playoffs. They're golfing.
You love that, bro. You love it.
That's what the Philly needs for the spring, a new putter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how Malkin got hurt was they hit him in the groin in one of the scrums.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's Come on.
Flyers?
Flyers.
I mean, really?
Well,
and I always thought Giroux was an ass man myself. According to the Ottawa.
You're coming up with the jokes today, buddy.
According to the Ottawa police, wow. He was an ass man.
Let's get these tweets out.
Oh, I've tweeted a couple of those under my pseudonym NHL Roasted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's your, all right.
That's why I sued him.
Good jokes. I should have had a pseudonym.
No, I didn't pseudonym the Bill Cosby one.
That's
maybe
a good
I
one.
Did that one.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to save that one for the radio.
Yeah,
and here.
That's very good.
And here.
Well, all right. So those are your East Coast teams that, those are their needs right now.
Yes.
All right. Well, it makes all the difference in the world, as you know, to pick up some the right player right now.
You know, there's a couple other things I want to address before we get into the our segments. One is, what do you think of the goalie as an ex-goaltender? What do you think of the goalie interference non-calls this year or calls? I see them wrong every way.
Yeah.
They either call them when they shouldn't call goalie interference or they call goalie interference when there isn't much.
I think that would be my comment. You'd have to make it more consistency there. And that's really about schooling your refs, isn't it? And getting them to keep it on a consistent level. Because that's, you know, it's an important call because it can affect a game.
Now, here's the million-dollar question, though, or maybe the 35-cent question. Would you want to see that go to instant replay?
That's a good one. Yeah, I actually would.
Okay, yeah. I would too. Without it becoming the NFL and taking forever.
Yeah. But it can impact a game.
Yeah, well, I think when they wave off goals because the guy's pushed in, you know, and that seems to happen a lot this year.
Well, the other thing is this, and you see it in the NFL, is angles. On a replay. I mean, sometimes on a replay, you see an angle you didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, okay, that was a catch.
Right.
Or that wasn't a, you know. And I think same thing here. You know, from a certain angle, it might look like it's not interference. You look at it in the other angle, and it is. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think for a league that's been clamoring for goal, you know, like, oh, you want to make the nets bigger or make the pad smaller or play 4-4. You want more scoring, you know. Take back a few of those goalie interference wave offs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying, you know, run the goalie and then no one has to pay a price. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when guys get pushed into the goaltender and then it's like the wave the goal, that I think that should be reviewable.
Well, I do too, because a lot of times guys get pushed in. It's a different thing.
Right.
You know, and then there's some legit ones. And then when it's legit, the goalies, yeah, as a goalie.
I see it the other way, though. I see a lot of guys then get run over, and then it's still called a goal. I want to review that way,
too. Yeah, I do, too.
You know, just all of it reviewed.
Yeah, I think it's a smart thing to put it on instant replay.
Okay, I didn't know if you were, you know, a purist. I wanted to ask the captain.
I used to be.
As the captain and the former goaltender.
You know, I'm super old school, so I used to be that way. I used to be, no, I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
But now I've rethought that because it can make the difference in a game.
Yeah. And another thing about the refereeing, and not to harp the refs, but I said that when you were gone over Christmas, I made a point to bring it up for a while, but I won't say. And it's happened more and more now. I talked about it. No one's listening. The referees aren't listening to Puck Off or the linesmen. They keep jumping in on fights. Let them fight.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
You see it all the time now. It's like they'll throw two punches, then they'll jump in. That's, you know, either let them fight or don't. I mean,
Yeah,
it's like even worse.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
It makes me mad.
I'm with you on
that.
It makes
me mad. So that's, I'm going to bring that up. And another thing I wanted to bring up was, I said his name. I didn't know who it was, but Carlson on San Jose wears number 68.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Now. Mr. Carlson, I know you scored a big goal the other night against the Blackhawks. Got a goal and an assist. But you're wearing 68. I would expect Thomas Hertl, a fellow Czechoslovakian, to say, you can't wear 68.
Yeah, come on. Stick up for your homie.
Yeah, it was 68. I mean.
I agree on
that's,
that.
I
do agree on that.
That's one of the ones you don't wear.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just putting yourself up to being always the second greatest. You'll never be the greatest 68.
No.
I mean, that's like, think about it. What is, no one's 99.
obviously. Or obviously, or ever should be.
Or ever should be. That's like should be the Jackie Robinson. I mean, I know he's not Jackie Robinson for many reasons, but, you know, no one's been 66.
Well, yeah, I agree on that.
No one has. No, from what I know, no one's 87.
No, I don't think so.
No one's 87. Now, the one that I liked, that there's only been a few 77.
There's been a few, though.
Yeah, but yeah. They should end it right there.
Yeah. From now on.
Because that'll always be, you know, that'll always be Ray Bourque.
Yeah.
And because he switched over from number 7.
To 77. And to 77. He's legendary.
And there's a couple other defensemen that wore 77.
You've seen it a few times.
Brain teased, but they're usually the famous guys, though.
Yeah.
And the ones that are up in the air are like 91. Gino's Gino, but Tavares wears 91, so that's pretty cool.
Well, that's cool.
At least it's
Tavares.
In the, Foligno. Nick Foligno isn't Tavares or Malkin.
No, for sure.
But I think Foligno might have been in the league before Malkin, so I'll grade him that one. Okay. The other one that no one's been, but you know, if someone could take it and knock him off the post, is our friend Eric Lindros. Is 88.
That's right, 88. Yeah.
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 No one's JR was 97 for a while.
Was he?
Yeah, but he can be, you know, I guess he was playing his golf score.
It should be better than that with all the golf he plays.
He was making the rounds. JR. Making the rounds, getting all of it. Everyone knows him. Everyone knew him, and he was in Arizona for the Super League. Everyone knows JR in Arizona. They all know JR in Arizona, except the guys at the rink.
Yeah, well, exactly.
The guys at the practice facility.
You don't have to see some credentials.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing a good thing, though. The thing he's doing for youth hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in the NHL channel talking about that, and they're really building up youth hockey, and he's doing a good job with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, JR, whether he makes the Hall of Fame or not, will always be one of the absolute greatest Sega hockey players of all time.
Yeah.
For the 1992 Blackhawks. I mean, that was he might have been the best.
And he had some game. When he was on,
When he was young.
Yeah.
When he was young. And then, you know, who hasn't picked a paycheck up in that business?
By the way, I wanted to mention Forsberg. He is leading, you know, my boy.
Yeah.
He's out there. He's leading all rookies. 17 goals, 27 assists so far.
Yeah, another one, another Verbata went to throw up in my face, Captain. Remember I said they got the wrong Forsberg? They should have got,
yeah,
they should bring back Peter Forsberg?
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong on Nashville. I mean, I got to eat crow.
Well, I don't think a lot of people saw him going as good as they are right now.
No.
Especially with their goalie out. But, you know, they're playing great.
Yeah, I mean, I think they said on the broadcast yesterday, Nashville could have the coach of the year in Laviolette, the rookie of the year in Forsberg,
right?
The goalie, the Vezina, defenseman Shea Weber could win the Norris, and then Rene could win the MVP. I mean, he probably won't win both, but I mean, they literally could awards night. It could be in the held in Nashville.
Yeah, they could. Now, if a guy gets injured, like Rene is, but he's having such an amazing season. Do you still keep him in the running for the award if he doesn't come back? He'll probably come back, but I'm just saying.
At this juncture, I would say no because it's February.
Right.
If he made it to early April, I would say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't make it to the All-Star break, though, so.
So if you're out half the season,
yeah,
even if you're having a great year.
No, although Ovechkin only played half a season good and he won the MVP, but that's another
another
argument. Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't help, though, that Carter Hutton's playing pretty well, too.
Yeah, this kid's playing good.
You know, I mean, it doesn't help Rene's argument, but Rene was amazing. Rene was amazing. The other thing, I don't know if you heard this news, the AHL, the AAA hockey, is taking over California.
Well, you did mention that to me. That's interesting. So yeah. They're moving all their teams, all their
yeah, all the teams? Little teams. Like I think it was IHL or East. I think it was ECHL. Whoever was in Ontario and Bakersfield and all those little
right.
in Stockton, they're having to move somewhere else because the AHL is taking over.
Ah, okay.
And so all of the Kings team, the Kings minor league team, is now going to be in Ontario.
Oh, where the Rain play.
Yeah. So Mike Richards can maybe still live in Huntington Beach.
Well, that's convenient.
Keep his beach house.
Yeah.
Poor Mike Richards. Mike Richards should be, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll become a Penguin.
Well,
wouldn't that be an interesting twist of fate?
Yeah. I think there's still some teams that would like to have him.
Yeah. I think he'll be, that is an albatross, that contract. But yeah. here's what it is. The Kings, the Manchester Monarchs, will now move to Ontario.
Yeah, okay.
So they'll be right.
What happens?
Have you ever been to Manchester?
No.
Never have.
No, but I know they've been the Kings farm squad for a long time. Now, what happens when they move out here? What happens to the team that's playing currently in
Ontario?
Yeah.
I guess
they go to Bakersfield.
No. I guess the ECHL has to move them. I guess I don't know.
Do they switch cities? What happens?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's an upgrade for them. I mean, the arena, they're going to take the bigger organization.
You're right. Sure. Yeah, of course. Well, you know, I went and saw the Las Vegas Wranglers against the Bakersfield Bulls. Yeah. That was a good game. I mean, you know, that level of hockey is still exciting.
Oh, yeah. I drank with the Baker. When I was in Bakersfield, I drank with the Bakersfield team.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, that level of play is still great.
Still fun to watch.
Yeah, and you know, I was upset because they're moving the Las Vegas team out of – the Wranglers have been playing at the Orleans Casino.
Yeah.
They've got a nice –
switching nights with Don Rickles.
Yeah, exactly. Don Rickles is opening for the Wranglers.
Yeah.
They're opening for him, I guess.
Can't follow Rickles.
You really can't. No. The hockey pucks. But anyway, they're out of there because they lost their contract with the rink. So they can't find him a home yet. They thought they maybe had another.
Maybe rink. The Thomas and Mac. They can't play the Thomas and Mac.
They got to figure something out though because the Vegas fans really support.
That's
hockey.
One of the best. Minor league franchises in the country.
Yeah.
You were saying they have midnight games?
They have midnight games, which I love. And then they let the announcers swear during the game.
That wasn't fucking interference. First time I've ever used the F word on the can bleep
nice
that out.
Going, though.
We gave Andrew something to do now.
Andrew was sleeping until that happened. Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. But I think they're talking about an NHL franchise in Vegas.
Yeah, and I guess they put an ad during the Super Bowl for the NHL franchise.
Did they?
I don't know for everybody, but in Vegas.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
A little inside information.
Well, they got great fans there, so.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have a team there. It'd be another reason to go. As if you need any more reason to go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas, yeah.
No, I'm really going to tell my wife, I'm going to go see a hockey game.
Well, I did last time I was there. I went and saw a game, and it was funny because we're watching the Wranglers playing Bakersfield, and all of a sudden somebody got hurt on the ice, and they were bleeding, and all of a sudden I see this guy running down the aisle. It's the guy that runs the improv comedy club. His day job is he's a trainer for the Wranglers.
Yeah, it's not the old Italian guy from Pittsburgh.
No.
You know that guy. He's not running.
No, Dom. Dom is his boss.
Yeah, he'll throw someone. Dom will throw someone.
Dom was the guy who injured the guy.
Yeah. Dom will throw someone down the stairs.
Yeah.
No, you go fix the injury.
Yeah.
What's interesting, what's nice about this is just say quick, gets injured. Then his rehab assignment
is down the freeway in half
Ontario.
An hour.
Yeah. You can go watch him play for $10.
Yeah.
Makes call ups easy. Because before, for the Kings, they call someone up. It takes them 3 days to get here.
Yeah, that's right. And if there's no snowstorm, they can't even get out.
Yeah, there's no direct flights.
No, that'll make things easier, sure.
For the Ducks, too, the Ducks team was in Norfolk, Virginia. Now they're going to be in San Diego.
Well, that's close.
Yeah, that's cool.
Makes sense. The whole thing makes sense.
Go see Getzlaf for $10.
Yeah.
If he needs a rehab. The Oilers, I don't know if it helps Edmonton. They go from Oklahoma City to Bakersfield.
Well, that's not that much difference, but
here's an interesting one.
Logistically.
Worcester goes to San Jose.
Well, that's very convenient.
So that'll be, I guess, like the Philadelphia Phantoms used to play in Philly, the minor league team. So they're right there.
Take that streetcar that goes somewhere in San Jose.
Here's I think the best move, and it may not be on paper the best move for the big club. Is Calgary team moves from Glens Falls, New York, pretty Adirondacks, to Stockton, California.
Well, they'll have nothing to
you talk about guys not wanting to be sent down.
It does help in that regard. Yeah.
You do not want to go to Stockton.
No.
You do not want to go to Stockton.
Yeah, that's good. That's
maybe the worst city on earth. I've never been to any other continents, but.
But yeah, but it's up there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so that's true. I didn't think about that. You don't want to get sent down to a horrible town.
No. And,
that I'm saying that about Stockton.
No, I can't. I will. I'll take the I'll take the heat. I won't take the Pete Carroll heat.
Okay. I got to take that.
But I'll take the. I think I've played Stockton a few more times than you. Speaking of San Jose, though, did you see how they had Metallica night?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
How cool. They had James Hetfield doing their, like, starting at center. You know,
oh, I love
Joe
it.
Joe Thornton. Yeah. It's
James is a big fan. You know, I used to see him at the Kings games. And
So his mistress team is just down the five?
I'm surprised he was there for San Jose. But you know what?
Well, he's a Bay Area guy.
Big hockey fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, big hockey fan.
And it was cool. Metallica's second to AC/DC as far as music at the arenas.
Well, it fits hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfectly.
It's a man's game.
So that's cool that they did that. I think that's good. All right, so we've got Goon of the Week. We still haven't done Goon of the Week, and we haven't done Fantasy Update.
No, we better hit
that. What do you want to start with?
Well, it's all bad news on fantasy, but we'll do Mr. Fantasy. Look at Andrew's. Let's see Andrew's.
Andrew's, it's our first attempt here with Andrew.
Perfect,
dude.
Perfect, right
there.
Nicely
done, bro.
Forgot
you can tell he did play in junior high.
Yeah, he did, right there.
That was good. All right, well, how's your fantasy team doing?
Well, you're only as good as your players, as anyone will say.
Okay, here we go.
And
you're right, Tom.
And Gino's on IR, and Flower's getting a suntan. So I have fallen to sixth place.
Oy.
I'm 21 back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I need a telescope to see the playoff chase.
Who's still area 51?
Area 51. Elbowing is like seven back.
How about ass grab?
Drew's ass grab and Pronger's cap hit. Two names I love are like in a dead heat for third and fourth, and then Anthony Emmy is fifth.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not making moves. Like, I mean, I got Hojo. I mean, Jimmy Howard's on IR. I got Flower getting shelled. Got Gino on IR.
When your team's banged up, they're banged up.
They're banged up. Yeah. I'm not making moves because I'm not making moves. I'm sticking with them another week or so.
They'll be back.
I do think they will be back.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that's the fantasy update. Hope you can, pick it up there a little
bit. Well, I want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the key.
I let it slip away. I relaxed when I didn't have Wi-Fi a couple of weeks ago. I relaxed and I let the chips fall where they may. And they did.
That's what always happens. Yeah, that's what always happens. You're always like, because that happens to me in fantasy football. I'm like, okay, I don't have time to deal with this week. We'll just let it see what happens.
I do know, for the sake of my marriage, you never want to call your wife and have her make fantasy fixes.
Probably not a good idea.
I learned that one baseball season. So
probably not a good idea. All right, time for Goon of the Week. Yeah, man, look at Andrew
that's
bro.
Ridiculous.
Beautiful.
Just right there.
He's good.
Stepping in right there.
He could be rookie.
He's up for the Calder.
He could be.
He's up for the Calder. Yeah.
All right, we got some interesting options here.
Not too many picks, but I think a couple good ones. One bad one. Yesterday, fresh hot off the press, Big Backus, you know, the captain of the Blues, just absolutely bored of Carl Elsner of the Capitals. Stupid Backus. I don't know what else to say. Here's probably the one I like. Tom Wilson is I wouldn't say goon. He's a roughneck, though. Big guy. Young kid. He's like 20. God, I wish we had him on the Penguins for the Capitals.
Right.
He buried Thomas Plekanec of the Montreal Canadiens. And then puck goes around a couple different places. Boom. Who ends up knocking Mr. Wilson on his can? Thomas Plekanec.
Of course.
Yeah.
Payback.
And he's not even he's not a tough guy. He's a scorer. He wears a letter. He wears an A. He's a scorer. But I love to see guys step up for themselves.
He stepped up.
Now we have another one, like Dennis Seidenberg
right.
of the Boston Bruins with a classic, classic, old-fashioned, old-school, OG hip check.
Man, on Dusty.
On Dusty, my man, Dustin Brown.
Dusty's doing that to somebody else.
Yes, and Dusty, like the pro that he is, did he get up like Voracek and the Flyers start throwing punches and a clean hip check? No, he took it like a man. He went ass over tea kettle and got up. And
that's what I like about Dusty.
Skated away.
He is a man.
He is a man.
He you know, he's a classic old school player. I love Dusty.
He's my
favorite. And, you know, he usually levels people.
Yeah.
But it's always clean.
Yeah.
And this guy.
Clean. Well,
mostly clean.
Yeah.
I don't know if as often as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, he is a classy player.
No, he's just by the way, in fact, he handled that.
Yeah.
Makes me love Dusty more. Yeah. But a classic.
A good hip check is
beautiful. Man,
it's beautiful to watch.
It wasn't even
fun to receive, but
it wasn't even against the boards either. It was like an open ice. See, I mean,
Stevens style.
Yeah, I mean, you just never see those. It's been years. It was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And then the other one I put up here is my old friend and enemy, John Scott.
You love him.
he cracked Kane pretty good. And then Kane went back at him and hit him pretty good. And let me tell you something. Kane's the MVP. I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have sent out like Nordstrom or some other fourth liner. And I would have said, you take it two hand. You want to fight him? You take two hands to the back of John Scott's knee. I don't care if you're out 10 games. I'll pay the check. How dare you go? How dare you go after Patrick Kane?
Well, I agree on that.
Are you kidding?
And, yeah.
And of all the goons, every goon's gone. Toronto can't win a game. They got rid of all their goons. There's no, even the Flyers don't even really, Ronaldo, but he's not even like a fighter goon. He's just a big rat.
Yeah.
All the goons are gone, except John Scott still exists.
Scott is still there.
And here's even a crazier one. When John Scott is in the lineup, here's a stat you won't hear anywhere else, Andrew. The Sharks are 14-7-1.
Wow.
So maybe we should get Scott.
Well, yeah, the guy.
So you know what we should let Andrew his first day. You want to pick the goon of the week, Andrew? Who would
Andrew,
you?
Andrew, what do you think?
Open up your mic, sir. I have no idea. Who the goon of
the week
would be.
Well,
okay. Well,
neither do I. But
the third person you said.
The third person. So who was that? That was.
You want Seidenberg hip check on Dusty?
Yeah.
All right. You go to. Oh, there you go.
I could go with that.
He backs the captain tonight.
Very good.
Good work, Andrew. Engineer back the captain.
Yeah, that was good. And it's true because usually Dusty's handing those hip checks out.
Yeah.
And so,
It was beautiful. It was really, if you just like beautiful old fashioned hockey,
Let's go with that. But I think you make a good point about the John Scott thing, and that is that. You know, when you have that tough guy in the lineup, people, you know, the other team can't mess around. And especially playoff time, you know, they don't have as much fighting in the playoffs, but you want that one guy that everybody's a little afraid of. I think it helps.
He can't even fight, but I think he just makes so many, you know, bonehead suspension-worthy moves.
Yeah. Well, it keeps everybody a little on their toes.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if I was Quenville, I would have sent someone out there and said,
I agree on that.
To his
you know,
Patrick Kane.
You don't go after Kane.
No,
he's your MVP.
I think he's my MVP. He's a man. Oh, God, I love Patrick.
Yeah,
he was ridiculous against
tremendous skills.
He was ridiculous. He was ridiculous against the Ducks.
Tremendous skills.
Yeah.
All right. So great to have you back, man.
I love being here.
And the tour was good. You had a good time out there?
Yeah. Once again, the All In Tour, me and Paul Verzi, we had thank you, Adrian Appalucci. Just such a funny broad. She loves me calling her broad, too. She's such a funny, nice Italian broad.
Yeah.
And Chris Tinkle were with us in Hartford and then Syracuse. Thanks again for all the fans that came out.
Those fans are great.
We love the puck off.
Yeah.
We love Frazier loves you love going out to people.
Man, I'm hearing it more and more. It's just awesome. You know, and I appreciate the one thing I wanted to throw out there is my KLOS show, which is on Sunday nights in Los Angeles from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Love all the Puck Off fans to check it out. Please do.
Yeah,
you know, if you can't listen live, you can check it out on the podcast. They have on-demand podcast, 95.5KLOS.com.
And it's literally, you get everybody. I mean,
we're lucky with the guests.
A lot of people back east think, yeah, Frazier is great. We love Frazier. Frazier in L.A. is a legend. And it's an honor for me to work with him. So he gets everybody – that's been in comedy over the last 40 years.
Well, I'm just lucky to know those guys all these years. Yeah.
So, like, I mean, George Lopez, Dice Man.
Dice just did
it. The Queen.
Yeah.
Like, everyone comes on, and it's great. So, if you love comedy, you got to check it out. And Frazier brings out the best of him because he's a pro.
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
And I have no dates to plug because I'll be getting plugged at the hospital on Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
So, that's why you've been early one this week.
Be praying for you, buddy.
Thank
you'll get through that. No problem.
I'll be ready.
He'll be back in the game in no time.
Ready for next week. Yeah. So, but this was a great one. Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew did a great job. And his first down.
I hope you liked it. I hope it sounded clearer than me on a cell phone in a blizzard.
Well, you know, at least you had the Twinkies and the beer.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, Joe. Great show. We'll be praying for you there on Wednesday, and I'm sure that'll go great. We thank you guys all for joining us. This is Frazier Smith and Joe Bartnik saying we're out on Puck Off.